Yes, Beth Cunningham, the one and only Missouri State, joining us on Nothing But Net. Beth, it's always great to see you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Debbie.
Okay, first of all, you've got two families, really, that merged to one. So I want to talk about your basketball family first. Okay, so yeah, Missouri State, come on, like Conference USA, you guys switched leagues. How's it going?
It's going, the travel. I think the two things that I'd notice that are noticeably different to me. Number one is obviously the geographic footprint. The travel's much different. There's never going to be a bus ride. So it's, we're all over the country. So that's drastically different. Just the geographic footprint. I mean, it changes the landscape for us and just what a typical routine is, what our travel is, just kind of trying to navigate that. And then I would say the other thing, I haven't wasn't familiar with a lot of the schools in our conference. Certainly was familiar with Delaware and Liberty from my time at VCU. We played Middle Tennessee before. Haven't played those three schools yet, but all the other schools really were virtually new schools for me and for our kids. And so probably one of the biggest things that I've noticed is just, and I don't know if it's typically been like this in years past, but this year, I don't know who the top teams are, and I don't know who the bottom teams are. I mean, it's legit. I mean, and you can look at records and say, well, these are the bottom teams and these are the top tier teams. But honestly, I think you've got some people with the lower records beating some with the higher records, and it's still early in the season. But the athleticism in the league and the physicality in the league, to me, has probably been the biggest difference just in terms of the depth with that across the board and the depth with that throughout each team. It's not and so to me, I think that's probably been the biggest difference in that style of play with the physicality, the athleticism. But you've got some really physical athletic teams with some kids that can really shoot it too. So it's I think it's kind of a different mix across the board.
When you're going into a new league like this, a lot of times coaches will spend time in the summer trying to prepare for what they think they might see, styles of play or concepts that you have to be ready for. How did you prepare this year? And how is it different with the portal, knowing who's on rosters and things like that?
Yeah, I think the landscape is very different with the portal, obviously. I think you can try to get a familiarity with coaches and their and maybe what they like to do with style of play, but it was really difficult to be able to come in and really know what other teams had. You might know some tendencies and things like that. We went through to try to see, like who's doing what with ball screen defense, how are different coverages looking and things like that. But the rosters are so different. And the coaches in our league are really good. They're gonna adapt their style and what they have with the personnel that they have. So I think if you look across the board, maybe except for La Tech, I think you've got, most of these rosters are vastly different from previous years, whether it be freshmen that are impacting, a lot of transfers. So it was hard. I think more than anything, we tried to get coaching tendencies, style of play, those types of things, so we could be best prepared. But when I was at Notre Dame, we went from the Big East to the ACC. We changed conferences. Our style of play, I know, can be successful at any level, regardless of conference. So that's something that we rely heavily upon. Just knowing we don't really have to change what we do. You've got to try to perfect it, and you've got to adjust some things here or there. But I know that our style of play, I thought, could be successful, and so far it's proven to be. Although we've got a lot to clean up, we got to get our assists way up and our turnovers way down. But I think in general, trying to focus on the things that we could still be good at based on our personnel heading into the league.
Kamen Beckemeyer, she has had a great start for you guys. She's been a great finisher for you as well. Tell us a little bit about her game and how it fits with what you're doing.
Kamen's been tremendous for us. That's a kid that's been with us for 3 years, which is which you don't see a whole lot in today's day and age. But this is a kid that grew up dreaming to be a Lady Bear. She's from about 20 minutes away from Republic High School in Republic, Missouri here. Kamen is a freshman for us, and really had some learning to do and adjustment, and really didn't play a whole lot for us really until after I think the first weekend of conference play second semester. And then she really bought into how she could help us and really started to figure things out. And really by the end of her freshman year, was an integral part of us making that championship run, that we ended up losing at the, on last second shot at the buzzer. And then last year comes in, as a returning sophomore, comes off the bench for us all year, felt like she was a kid that could start for us. But we had such tremendous impact with her coming off the bench and still as a sophomore, we ended up going with the senior Latin group and then comes in this year and has just picked up where she left off. One of our leading scorers, every single night, she's averaging a double-double. I mean, she's a 5'8", 5'9 guard, but has a nose for the ball. She doesn't just score. She scores in a multitude of ways. She can shoot the three. As you would say, your three-level scorer, she can finish around the rim, gets to the free throw line a lot, but probably, you know, has really taken on that role of being a great rebounder, which has really helped her. And so the numbers that she's been putting up for us have been tremendous. I hope I can buy a little bit some breaks for as the season goes here, cause it gets long, but, she's just been, she's been so good for us. And I think her numbers and her efficiency speaks for itself.
Isn't she sort of a role model for the process? Like stick with it, you know, didn't go her way exactly. Probably didn't get to play as much as she wanted to, but she kept working. And because she kept working, now she's seeing the rewards.
Yeah, no question. And then that's why I say it's a little different in today's day and age. Because, you know, I think a lot of kids, especially early on, they think they're not playing. They don't know if they're part of the plan. How's this going to look down the road? And I think that was the thing I was most proud of with Kamen. She never wavered. Certainly she was frustrated. You know, she had to learn how to face the adversity of not playing after being, you know, maybe next to Jackie Stiles in this area. You know, I mean, people thought she was going to be the next Jackie Stiles coming in, and there's no Jackie Stiles out there. So no. I think it was kind of pumping the brakes on that for people's expectations and letting her naturally develop and figure out what it was like to be successful in college. And she never wavered in her approach. And so that was probably one of the things that I've been most proud of her. And it's really helped her even today. So, you know, once kids learn how to face adversity and how to navigate that the first time, you're going to face it again. And she faced it again last year and she's had bumps in the road this year, but it helps you navigate that adversity because you know how to have the approach, you know how to handle things. And life is constantly full of setbacks and it's kind of how you handle what's thrown at you. And so I think it's helped minimize the adversity or the different roles she's had to take on this year or different struggles that she's had, you know, through these first three seasons, just because of her approach and how she didn't throw in the towel. She just kept working, stayed nose to the grind, stayed extremely coachable and did all the things that she had to do to eventually turn the tide to help her be successful.
So I know she's a hard worker and I'm sure she put up incredible reps in the gym. I'm sure she was in the gym all the time trying to get better. And take us through the mindset for a player like her, Beth, when you're dealing with a player whose role continues to evolve and then evolves to a point where she's on the top of the scouting report. So not only is she now playing significant minutes, but she's got the best defenders on her every night. So she's gone from, you know, her climb has been steep. How do you deal with that mental side of it when she's had some setbacks?
Well, I think that's when it goes back to, I think it said a lot how she handled her first setback when she got to college, which was going from being a big time player in our area and being a kid that scored over 3,000 points in high school to being somebody who wasn't even in our rotation and getting off the bench. And then seeing that slowly climb and turn by middle to end of the year. And that was strictly just her competing every day in practice. She had the talent, but her figuring out how to just compete, not think too much and just compete and trust the process in that way. And then you look at her approach last year of having to embrace coming off the bench, knowing that she arguably could have been a starter, but just valuing helping our team win so much, she was willing to do whatever role we needed her to do to be successful. So, and then you look at heading into this year where she is the focus of everybody's scouting report, you know, and her comment early on is like, geez, I'm just not getting any easy looks. And she's still scoring a lot of points. But so then trying to figure out how to fight through and you know, it was a good adversity of being the top of everybody's scouting report, but how do you then figure out the next step in the next phase when everybody is trying to stop you and how you can still be successful? So it all goes back to that mental approach. And I think she's a kid that's been extremely coachable. She's paid her dues in terms of reps and putting in the work ethic. And she watches a lot of film with us. She's constantly learning and she's willing to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful. And so I think going back to having the right approach through all those little steps of adversity, and, you know, she's playing great right now, but she's going to have some more bumps in the road. I mean, it's a long season. You don't know what the bumps in the road are going to be, but that's where you can rely on, hey, this is how I handle things when things aren't going perfectly, because it's not going to be perfect. And I think that's where you got to give her a lot of credit, because I think that's pretty unique in today's day and age, but that's what sets her apart. And is going to end up by the time she leaves here being one of the best players to walk through our program.
That says a lot, because there's been a lot of great pro players that have come through there, and no one bigger than, of course, Jackie Stiles. There is a history, two Final Fours. There is a legacy there, and it is fun to watch your teams compete, because you're not thinking about that part of it, but in the back of your mind, the fans, the people that are around that area, this is really good basketball in Springfield, Missouri, and the surrounding area. Drury College next door has been successful. How do you navigate, like, everywhere you go, people know who you are?
Well, it's probably been that a little bit along the way, whether it was as a player, you know, whether it be, you know, back at Notre Dame as a coach back at Notre Dame, or even, you know, have an opportunity to play a little bit professionally. So to be honest, it's probably even more so here. My kids get mm-hmm. a kick out of it, because they say, Mom, everywhere you go, like, somebody seems to know you. But, you know, I want to be somewhere that embraces women's basketball, that supports us. It's a great problem to have, you know, and I think what I've really enjoyed is being in a community that I can really connect with, our family connects with, we're a part of the community. And, you know, it's what surprised me the most. I always heard that there was a huge support system here. And that's what really drew me initially to the job, is just how important women's basketball was in Springfield. But I just really appreciate being somewhere that embraces it. But I have noticed it's probably been more so than what I thought it was. And so some people that you think don't have a clue about basketball, aren't following, there's no way they can know what's going on. People know. And, you know, it's great. It's a good problem to have. And I feel a certain responsibility to continue to uplift our program and lead us in the right direction, and you know, continue to just try to hopefully pave the way and keep grinding away through a long season and navigate us through a new conference. And you know, we take a lot of pride in being here.
You naturally transitioned us right into Team Cunningham with your husband Dan and your four kids. I love seeing how they have grown, how much fun they have around the program, how much you've included them in the program, how much they love your team. You know, break it down for us a little bit, Beth, about Team Cunningham.
A huge support system. You know, they are, you know, I know a lot of people talk about family atmosphere, but really, you know, it is. I mean, today after practice, the kids are getting picked up after school and we'll be in the middle of practice, and they wanted nothing more than, hey, Mom, can we come to practice today? And, you know, they want to watch, and, you know, they love our team. They get their workouts in afterwards. They use all the facilities, all the resources we have. I mean, that's how I grew up as a kid. Sure. And so it's fun for me to be able to see them enjoy it, embrace it, love to be a part of it. It's just kind of who we are. And just to have that support system means a great deal, because it isn't it's your livelihood, you know, and it's all encompassing. And so they never say, Mom, why do you have to go recruiting? Or why do you have to watch film at home at night, or things like that? And they don't look at it as something that's taking time away from them. It's just what we do. And so I think that's really important, to be able to feel that support, and just to have them there along for the ride. And I want it to be what they want to do, not what I want them to do. And so they've loved it. They've embraced it. We've enjoyed it. They're into it. So it's been fun. And they're a great age right now, you know, 14, twins are 12, and a 9-year-old, you know, they're leading the cheers in the stands. And Sorry, if I don't move in my office here, the lights click off. So, but they love it. They love it. And, you know, my oldest recently has said her new favorite spot at the games, she wants to be down on the court. So the best way for her to do that, she loves mopping the floor. So she sits right under the basket. First half, she's at the opponent's end, and second half, she's down there with us. So she always wants that that offensive end of the floor, Debbie.
That's great. I love it. Well, before you were Beth Cunningham, you were Beth Morgan, and you grew up probably in a very similar manner to the way you're raising your own kids with your dad, the longtime baseball coach at Indiana. I have to ask you about IU and about your emotions watching Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers winning the national championship in football, because I know during your time as a kid growing up, I don't think they won very many games when you went to the stadium.
Well, it was an incredible last 2 years. I mean, it's just been so fun to watch from afar and to really have a little bit insight, you know, how it's transformed and what's gone on, just because we've been so close to it for so long. My parents are still in Bloomington. They continue to be IU season ticket holders for the football team. We've held IU football tickets since we first moved to Bloomington. Went to all the games, all the home games, every weekend. We were always there. We were there in some of the good times and never as great as they are now. But, you know, when I look back, there were some, to me, at the time, it was really good years when Anthony Thompson was coming through, and he was runner-up in the Heisman, losing to Andre Ware. And then I remember being in the stands for the first time Indiana ever beat both Michigan and Ohio State at home. So some of those, like, I have so many fond memories, but whether the teams were good or they weren't great, like, the Big Ten just had such great football. And I loved watching football. And regardless, we were always at all the games. And so it was really fun to know that my dad is down in Fort Myers for the winter right now. And he was only two hours from Miami. I had two of my brothers fly down for the game. One of my sisters fly down for the game. And they took my dad to the game and had a great time. So I was jealous I couldn't be a part of it. But my only regret was that it wasn't Notre Dame and IU playing each other for the national championship.
Well, that would have been something. Yeah. Not to pry and get too personal, but I want to know the emotions of Indiana winning and you talking to your dad.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, to be honest, he's been telling me all year. He said, Beth, they're going to win it all. And this was early on in the year. This was early on. And he was actually a football coach. He used to be a baseball and football coach. First time he was no longer a part of the football program was really when he was solely just baseball coach at IU. So had usually had double duties with football and baseball. So he's a football guy. He knows the game. He loves the game. But he's been telling me all year, Beth, they're going to win the whole thing. And I was like, Dad, really, you think so? Like, you know, and he would say, Beth, they have no weaknesses. They have no weaknesses. And that was constantly his comment, that they have no weaknesses. You know, when they had a couple of penalties the other night, it was like shocking because they haven't had penalties all year.
Right.
And, you know, it's a great story. But I think it also shows how much the landscape has changed, because it didn't matter how great a coach you had. If this was 10, 20, 25 years ago, you can't build a program in 2 years at an IU the way they were able to do it. And so to be able to take the resources and be able to really invest those resources with your coaching staff, with players, and be able to bring kids in that could immediately impact. I mean, it shows how quickly the tide can turn. As he said, if you get the right people on board and you get the right investment, and he's gotten the right people on the bus. You obviously have the right coach, and then the university really decided to commit to football. And I think they did that when they brought Cignetti in to begin with, and then they saw the success, so they invested even more. And then you have even more this year. So I think that the IU will, this wasn't a fluke. I think they proved last year that they're here to stay.
I think they've only lost two games in 2 years.
Yeah.
Doing more with less. And they're going to have a lot more because more's coming. They're going to be in good shape. Yeah. I'm personally happy for my buddy, Scott Dolson. I'm happy for him, the athletic director. He's a longtime friend of mine from way back when we were getting started in our careers, when he was a lowly guy at Indiana in their fundraising, and I was doing the marketing at Ohio State. Beth, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you so much for
being with us. Thanks. I was going to say, that's the thing that's fun. That's the thing that's been fun with IU is there's been so many people that have been around the program for so long with the university. And so that's what's made it really fun, whether it be the doctors and some of those people are like Scott Dolson. My sister babysat Scott Dolson's kids growing up. So, you know, it's like all those little ties that just make it really fun to see how many people have been a part of that program for so long. That now are reaping the benefits. So it's been fun to see.
Well, you're the best. We always appreciate having you on, and you're always welcome on Nothing But Net. That's Beth Cunningham, the head coach at Missouri State. Thanks, Beth.
Thanks, Debbie. We'll see you.